Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Listening to the Electric Hour on WMFO in Medford. All right. A little bit of Red Hot Chili Peppers happening just now. With Californication. Welcome to the Electric Hour. We are here with our special guest, Chloe Hyman.
Greetings.
How's it going?
It's going great.
Welcome to the program. Welcome to the program.
Wonderful.
So an interesting thing that's happened so far this morning is that we're both here and that the other person that usually does this program, some call him John, some call him John C. He is not. And so I thought we'd open up the show with just a little bit of discussion about what happened, what went wrong, where he could be.
Well,
what are your theories?
Well, so WMFO is stationed in a sort of hazardous location with a bunch of lanes and a confusing traffic-like situation. So I'd say there's like a 30 to 60% chance he was hit by a cab.
Hit by a cab.
Yeah.
And when you say cab, do you mean a New York yellow taxi cab?
Or yes, 100%.
Okay, cool. Just like a loose cab.
Yeah, I don't know. He just was like driving around. He took somebody really far.
Yeah. So we hope that isn't the case.
Yeah, we hope that that's not the case, but it is a 30 to 60% chance. Yeah.
It seems the most likely.
Yeah. What would you say? The remaining
I was actually
going to
say cab also, but that's fine. I think... That's
how dangerous this location is.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I get here each and every morning, even when I don't have a show, just to feel it out. And these yellow taxi cabs.
Yeah, they're rogue.
Running all over the gosh darn place. No, I think it's probably that or he maybe slept too much.
Right.
He was hit by a bicycle.
Or he was hit by
a yellow taxi bicycle.
Or a yellow taxi bicycle. But if he was sleeping too late, do you think this was like natural sleep, drug-induced sleep?
Oh, that's another... See, this is another good question. I think, you know what? At 8 o'clock in the morning is a tough hour to say.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Look, we get 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock range. That's when you start asking the big questions. But here...
But 8, yeah, he could definitely just be snoozing.
Just a single late night. We're going to check our radio station's text messages here. Okay. John says, I just got hit by a yellow taxi cab. No, he just woke up. I would imagine that it was the taxi cab hitting him that arose him.
Place some bets on how long it's going to take him to get here.
This is the other question. So he lives not that far in New York City, but...
He lives on the Lower East Side.
He's on the Lower East Side. So you gotta take into account a little bit of the time for the train.
If he gets to Acela, you know.
Right. So
that'll be like 3 hours and 45 minutes plus getting the tea.
So call it 12 hours even.
Even. So we could just meet you back here next Tuesday.
Next to 8?
8 a.m.
At the PM one?
Yeah. Oh, man.
I'm going to say he'll be here by... 8:20
a.m. today. What time is it right now? Like
8:09:17, based on our giant satellite clock that we have in the studio here. It's one of my favorite features of the studio.
I'm gonna give it an 8:22.
Okay, so we're hearing 8:20 and 8:22.
8:22, yeah.
All right, listeners, call in with your bets.
Yeah.
Well, on a more serious note, Chloe. How much did you pay in your taxi cab to get here? Question one. Question two, how are you feeling about senior year?
My taxi cab from New York City.
Yes.
Honestly, if I had to estimate how much it would actually cost, I feel like if you need to go somewhere that's about like 30 minutes away, you're going to be spending like $20, $25.
Yep.
So if we're going 4.5 hours away, you do the math, Massachusetts. Because I don't want to.
Something like $180, $200?
Yeah, something like that. You know, sure. 75 cents on the dot, but who's counting? That sounds about right. And how am I enjoying my senior year? You know, I think I may be one of the most relaxed seniors I have interacted with.
That is so great.
And it's not like I have a job or anything.
Sure.
Well, I'm just relaxed. I'm just relaxed.
Just like relaxed. Just like a general sort of relaxed?
Like, or I don't know. I would go as far as to say a general malaise.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get the levels up in the studio here. I was not paying attention to that. Oh, there we go. One second.
Could they hear us or were we kind of chipmunky?
I think based on what this is saying, I think we're good on volume. I can't hear it in the studio, but I trust it. So Senior year.
Yeah, senior year's been just awesome.
A malaise.
Yeah, I just sort of but aware.
Like a nice malaise.
Yeah, like I'm okay with the impending doom.
Sure.
I'm going to be going home.
Nice.
Calming down. I'm doing a little Euro trip.
Oh, really?
And then coming back and then hopefully trying to figure something out.
Find some employment.
Yeah.
That is really exciting.
Well, I'm doing a gap year before grad school, so it's more like...
Oh, cool. Right on.
Yeah, yeah. So applying and working part-time, something
nice.
Like that.
Nice. Yeah. What are you doing grad school for?
Art history.
Very cool.
So, yeah.
And do you know where you're going to be going?
Hopefully New York City.
Nice.
New York City, the cab fares, you know.
Sure. Just the streets of New York? Is there a specific school over there?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, any... There's like 4 or 5 art history programs in New York. I just want to be in the land of the free. So,
land of the free, the home of the cab.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that is super exciting.
It is fun.
And do you have any big plans for these last couple of weeks here at Tufts?
Last couple of weeks. Oh my God, that's horrifying.
Right. Oh my God.
I mean, I have some like bucket list adventures.
Yeah.
How much can I say here about? Like,
I would say, if, as long as you don't curse, and if it feels okay to you, just so the way, as you know, the way the radio works is anyone can pick it up. We're sending it out into the world. It's not like one of those podcasts. They don't have to download it. They just tune their tuner to the right station.
And they're just hearing Michelle Hyman talk about. Right. Okay.
Right. And so I think that logic should inform the discussion.
Right, my decision making. Okay, great. Well, so one of my adventures is going to be going to the Fells and having an adventure of sorts.
Sure.
So that'll be fun. I would eventually like to make it to the lodge, but we're not so sure that that's going to happen.
Yeah, that's fair. It's tight on time here.
It's tight timing. I could do just as nice of a short hike at the Fells.
So that, true.
That'll be fun. I'm trying to think about the other activities. There's a lot of performances, like a lot of cool people. I'm going to go see the Institute.
Nice. Yeah, really excited
Friday.
For that Friday.
That's going to be really, really fun. I'm trying to think about like just like other exciting things that are happening at Tufts at the end of.
So we got Fling coming up Saturday.
Yeah, we've got Fling coming up. That's gonna be really fun.
That's
I don't know
cool.
any of the artists.
I don't either. I did, and now I don't.
Yeah, right. I did.
Now the T-Pain has
Honestly,
abandoned
like,
us.
I listen to Bayou a Drink at least once a week. I'm completely serious.
That is fantastic. It's really good.
It's also due to the fact that so I have this like condition where. I don't listen to contemporary music, and it's not because I think I'm better, and it's not because I generally like think no good music is made these days. I'm just really lazy.
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah, and I've accepted that I really like dad rock.
Okay, me too.
And I've accepted that I really don't like top 40 music, and I seem to have decided that like that and early 2000s hits are the only three categories of music that exist.
Well, yeah, because once you have like that 13-year gestation period, it's pretty easy to pick up on some of the other hits. 2004 was a real good year for pop and hip-hop.
Yeah, it really, really
was. You're able to kind of revisit it.
You should see the look of horror in my face when people say, put on some music at the pregame. I'm like, do you want Aerosmith or do you want Justin Timberlake? Or
we're hoping for some deep cuts from Usher's 2004 album, Confessions. Yeah,
that's really all you're going to get from me.
That's real.
Yeah.
I get that too with the, I don't know, I feel like Spotify, I have the Discover Weekly on Spotify and stuff. I try to be like proactive about finding music.
Right, it takes
but
energy.
It's just stuff you come back to. It's just
It
nice.
Also feels like work.
Yeah.
Like I don't want to feel like I'm doing work when I'm discovering new music.
You just want to feel like you're listening to T-Pain's Bayou a Drink.
Yeah, that's all I really want when I'm walking to class in the morning.
Have you seen some of these conspiracy theories on the Tufts memes page and
no,
stuff?
No, do tell.
Somebody posted a previous show cancellation of T-Pain's on May 12th that said he missed the show because of the birth of his son.
Well, maybe that's not a conspiracy theory. Maybe he has a lot of children.
I think it's also possible that he has more than one son and that he actually does have a child whose birthday is on this day.
Well, it must be from a different... Oh, no, it could be a different year. Oh, well, I'll do a lap.
Right, it could be a different year.
It could be a different year.
It could be any number of variables. But if he only has one kid, then the proof is in the pudding. But I don't know.
I mean, you'd T-Pain. Think that it just seems like rather a large flub. Like, what else? T-Pain can't be, can't possibly have like gigs lined up, does he? I mean, I guess.
I'm going to look up the last time T-Pain went on tour.
I mean, he might be doing a college tour. When Kesha came 2 years ago, she was at a few.
She was doing, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
It just seems like you might not want to piss off the entire student body that is still listening
sure.
to you.
I strongly agree with that.
I personally am keeping T-Pain above
okay,
ground.
So the Man Pain is going to be in Niagara Falls on April 28th.
Road trip?
He's going to be in Baltimore on April 30th. He's got to do something in between.
Long drive.
It is a long drive. I don't know what the deal is here. The April 29th is our fling, correct?
Yeah. Where is he from? So he's going to be in Niagara Falls and he's going to go home, which I assume is LA, because I just assume everyone lives in LA.
Let's see. Let's check the bio section of tpain.com.
Yeah. tpain.com. What's the background color of tpain.com?
Oh, it's the night sky.
That's pretty deep.
Yeah, it actually is. If you guys check it out, tpain.com. Or it's like sort of the night sky. It's like this galaxy looking background thing. But also there's two pictures of him, one facing forward, one facing backwards, that are kind of just integrated into
right.
the
Otherwise,
imagery
you might
of the
not
night.
Know what he looks like. I'd like to see him from the top and from the bottom, honestly. I'd like a scalp view and an underfoot.
Well, get all the angles on T-Pain. yeah. Wait, okay. I don't know. Let's see. He had a smartphone app. Oh, he had the auto-tune thing, right?
I wouldn't know.
I think a couple of days.
I should know. T-Pain's number one fan.
We're going to the T-Pain Wikipedia page, as I'm sure many have before. Let's see here. He's from Tallahassee, Florida. Oh, his stage name is short for Tallahassee Pain.
Whoa.
There you go.
Wasn't somebody else Florida? Was
full name was Tallahassee Pain.
Florida
is from, his real name is Fahim Rashad Najim.
Okay. Wait, Tallahassee obviously is a place in Florida, but the Pain part?
The Pain, you know what? I actually don't know. Oh, it was chosen because of the hardships he experienced while living there.
Oh, wow.
So there you go.
Wow.
T-Pain, I gotta say, he does seem like kind of a fun guy.
Yeah. Also, Tallahassee is the capital of Florida.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah.
That is
just
true.
Just fun fact for you listeners. In case you didn't know.
So, to answer the question of touring, he's doing a couple right now, but it's unclear if it's like a tour, or if it's just like he is doing five shows. The first one's in Las Vegas on April 26th, which is... We should maybe get a little Tufts crew together trying to get out there tomorrow. Mandalay
to
Bay. Check it out. T-Pain.
I will say, I've been hearing that the Metro...
Metro Boomin?
That they're supposed to be, like, pretty good.
Yeah, I think I've heard good things, too, actually. Yeah. I don't really know anything about them.
Yeah. Well, maybe this will be my exposure to new music.
Exactly.
I mean, hey, at Kesha, I actually liked Mr. Wise more than I liked Kesha.
Yeah, I feel like,
And then I started listening to Reflections over and over again. And that's the only thing I ever listened to them from. But, hey, new song for my...
Mr. Wise coming up big.
For my shuffle.
That's it. Yeah, Spring Fling is like, it's like a nice opportunity to actually check out some stuff. If people are aware.
And also if you're awake.
Awake is that's the other thing.
I have an issue lasting all day.
Yeah, it's a long day.
It's a really long day, and I feel like it usually starts at like 8 in the morning.
Yeah, it tends to be not a quick one.
No, it's a marathon. And so I only ran track once because I vomited after my first meet.
Oh my God.
But I was a sprinter, so.
Sure.
Yeah.
Vomit comes up faster.
No, I was a sprinter. Yes, the vomit disc. Is that how that works?
I have to imagine.
I don't know. I was 12, so.
So sad.
Actually, I may have actually been younger. I think it might have been a fifth grade track meet.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I didn't even make it to middle school.
Oof.
I just said this is not happening. Sorry.
Yeah, which is fair. I mean, that's legitimate. That is legitimate. Sometimes you just gotta call it.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. And now I don't. Actually, my life got a lot better when I stopped exercising.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you hear that story all the time.
Not I discovered yoga. More I decided not to move.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like society tells us, like, you have to do this. And if you don't, then you are a terrible person and a potato.
Right.
And now I do feel like a potato, but that's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing. Potato, one of my favorite food groups.
Absolutely. Food groups. 100%. Yeah, so I just feel great. I've caught up on a lot of television shows.
Yep.
I've listened to the same music over and over again.
Sure.
I've hung out with a lot of different people. It's been great.
There you go. You know what I got to say? Exercising has never really been a big part of my schedule, but it just really has opened up my schedule
Actually, I had a really funny experience the other day. I walked from Bromfield to Cabot.
Okay.
Really early in the morning with a few people.
Okay.
And I'm huffing and puffing. And then, so we're all complaining. And then by the time we get to Cabot, I don't know, I started to feel just this like nice cool air
sure.
in between my lungs and my mouth and this like lightness to my step. And I was just very energetic, and I shared all these sensations with my companions. And they were like, yeah, I think you're just describing like what it feels like to just like walk. and I was like, Chloe Hyman discovers exercise.
My legs feel pretty loose, like I'm feeling good to go.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that is incredible.
Yeah, so that didn't change my lifestyle, but it was still like a cool moment.
Yeah,
yeah.
It added something into the lifestyle, if, however briefly.
Yeah, exactly.
That is so funny. Yeah, I feel like the few times that I do exercise, I like finish up, I'm like, I did something, like I accomplished something.
Right, yeah.
I feel great. And then I'm like, well, let's not do that again.
Right. It also, there's an opportunity cost, I think. Like, if I lived
yeah.
really close to the gym, I would probably go a few times a week and run for 5 minutes just
yeah.
to get out, like, my anger. But I'm not angry enough to walk from Sunset to the gym.
Yeah.
And then come back.
Right.
That's a schlep.
Right. You could just do your 5 minutes at Sunset.
Yeah, I just
your
lie
5 minutes
there.
Of anger.
My 5 minutes of anger, I just stare at the wall.
Yeah. It's really true.
I mean, so I'm from New York City, land of the free and the cabs.
Yep.
And I do tend to go for really long walks there.
Okay.
With a friend, like lots of strolls.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's stuff to see.
There's always something happening.
Right. I kind of like, oh, hey, we'll walk down Amsterdam, come back up Columbus. You know, you sort of feel like you're seeing a lot. But there's really no paths here so much. More
yeah.
like want to walk to Davis and back 6 times.
Right.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel... Yeah. I totally know what you mean.
I also get lost really easily here because it's not a grid.
Yeah.
I'm also really scared of dying here.
Wow.
Right. So I've got that stranger danger. And if you've noticed, like in a lot of like murder television shows, people
yeah.
just get picked up off the street and no one's there to like see you scream.
Right. I think that's
yeah.
the space one.
the space
one? No one can hear you scream.
Oh, is that an actual movie?
Oh, sorry. I think in Alien, it's in space,
oh, no one
can
hear
you scream.
I was actually just thinking of
true.
Like Criminal
just
Minds.
Just on the streets.
It's always like the blonde, I'm blonde, jogger, and she's like a college student.
It's real.
And then she disappears, and then like the really, the sexy detective's like, what do all these women have in common? And you see all their like mutilated bodies, and they're all blonde.
They're all blonde.
And they're all like go to the same college. So,
yeah.
So that's why I don't run.
None of them was on
and
their
that's
couch.
That's why I don't, yeah, right.
You know what? It's smart.
If they had just stayed on their couch.
It's strategic, I think,
yeah.
more than anything. It's like, sure, it's a lifestyle, but it's also just a strategy.
Strategy to avoid the killers.
I mean, people say exercise prolongs your life, but what about not dying?
What about not being abducted?
That
yeah,
also
I feel
seems
strongly about
important.
That. Wait, that's a reason that I'm excited to graduate. I'm excited to not be on empty streets anymore.
That's real. Yeah, that's a
I'm
real
really
thing.
I'm really not about it. I safe ride so much.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've noticed, but safe ride is like, I think, the same guy.
Oh, really? Oh,
there might be two guys. There might be two guys. But I'm pretty sure it's the
they're
same
they're just
guy.
Running all the safe rides on
They're just
on
wearing
campus.
Different hats. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, so we don't actually talk. It's more like a mutual understanding.
Yeah, which I think is
yeah,
nice, too.
And he just drives me all the time everywhere, even if it's, like, daylight out, because it's, like, 6:30 p.m.
Right, because, yeah, we do have the longer daylight.
Yeah, we
getting into that time of the year.
Yeah, all about that safe ride.
That's it.
Yeah.
Shouts to safe ride.
Yeah.
It's a really valuable service.
It really is a valuable service.
All right.
Yeah.
You ready to cut to a track?
Yeah, for sure.
Let's play something. I hope this is going to work. I'm trying to play it through the computer here. But you're listening to The Electric Hour on WMFO. Keep listening. I forgot to put these on. Okay, we're back. Now we're back. Sorry for the delay there, folks. Our computer's not playing properly, but Chloe's just going to share some thoughts with y'all.
Yeah, I'm just going to share some thoughts with y'all. What have I been thinking about recently? I've been thinking recently a lot about like the general stress level of our student body, and I don't really totally understand why everybody thinks that that you have to just like immediately graduate and then immediately have your shit together.
Yeah.
We have this like built-in period of time where you just don't, like, you don't, there's no rush for anything. So I urge you all to calm down and just enjoy the time. Enjoy the rest of the semester. Enjoy graduation. Take some time if you need to at home to apply for jobs and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really true. I think it's kind of wild because you have these 4 years and then at the end of it, you're like, I got 3 months. Let me just apply to everything. I'm going to figure everything out.
I know. You don't need to do it now.
It's hard. It's
really
hard.
I have friends that feel like I mean, I get it that if you live in the middle of nowhere or I guess just like a suburb, same thing to me. But if you live somewhere where you're like, we're living at home doesn't mean you can just walk outside and have fun.
Right.
That you might want to get out as soon as possible. But if that means spending every waking moment of your life applying for jobs during your senior year, it just doesn't really seem worth it to me.
Something to think about as we listen to this track, which hopefully is going to work. We're going to try it right now. Let's see here. I don't think it's gone. We're just going to have to keep talking, Chloe.
We can also start singing.
Yep, okay. Chloe, take it away real quick.
The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, you know, it's an original.
Did you write that? Yeah,
it's an original.
Very nice.
I like that that's my instinctive song to sing when you say, Chloe, take it away.
Yeah, when did people start saying, Chloe, take it away? I guess is the question. Or stop, maybe.
Or Chloe, please stop. Chloe, stop. I gotta say, so I am a singer, and I gotta say, it's really, really stressful. You tell people that, and they're just like, sing.
Yep.
As if you're just, and then you're just supposed to do it.
And you're supposed to do it.
Yeah, and if you try too hard, I feel like you sound, like you look like you're trying really hard.
Right.
But if you just throw out a wheels on the bus, like, I don't know, it's like you feel the energy leave the room, like room deflating.
I wonder what the perfect song would be, because it's the same thing with stand-up. When you tell people you do stand-up, they're like, oh,
like, tell me a joke.
Give us a joke.
Right.
And it's like, no, thank you.
Sorry.
But I wonder if there is a perfect song that you could sing that would like satisfy people and also get them to stop asking you to sing.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe like an a cappella, like a two line. When I'm like gone. When I'm gone. You just sort of
one
do
of those
like
guys,
two lines.
Danny Boy.
Speaking of Danny Boy, so when speaking of Danny Boy. So when I was little, my cousins went to Sacred Heart Catholic. That private school.
I think so.
So my female cousin went to Sacred Heart and my male cousin went to Stuart Hall, which was like the male version in San Francisco of Sacred Heart, the companion school or whatever, and they in chorus sang super Christian songs, and I think Danny Boy is a Christian song.
I feel like it's an old Irish like, yeah, it's
and they're
be.
The Catholic over there, and so he had to learn Oh Danny Boy, and he sang this like high-pitched mockery version of it at the age of like 8.
Oh my gosh.
And we all thought that it was just like a funny joke that he would do to us, and he apparently got up in front of everybody in his school and started singing Oh Danny Boy.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh
and
my
he had
goodness.
A whole interpretive dance. It was a long time before I realized that was a real song.
Oh, not just a child's composition.
And not just a child's composition. And like a sad song too.
Oh,
like
yeah.
It's
yeah.
about war, isn't it?
I believe so.
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling from land to land and down the mountainside. Oh, and he ended with an oh.
Oh man.
Yeah.
I shall sleep in peace until you come to me. I don't know if the I think
the pipes are calling
dead.
Like calling you home or calling you to battle.
Some have interpreted the song to be a message from a parent to a son going off to war or uprising. Or leaving as part of the Irish diaspora. So there you go.
Oof, there's a lot of fighting in Ireland. That's something weird. This isn't too funny, but I think it's important. So I took AP Euro in high school, which you think would cover the bases of like European conflicts.
Right.
Especially ones that are pretty contemporary. But no, we never even like talked about Ireland except when it like related to like UK.
No kidding.
Yeah. And then I actually went to Ireland the summer before my senior year of high school in this sort of theater program.
Uh-huh.
And there was a history component. And yeah, I mean, we just learned that there had been hundreds of hundreds of years of conflict between Ireland and the UK, and that people, they were still like bombing each other in Belfast in like the late 90s.
Yeah. It's kind of, it's so true. It's kind of crazy.
Still a wall
I feel
there.
Like it's gone on longer, or it went on longer than people realize. Yeah, and you're so right. I feel like you hear, like, especially in just like American schools, you hear so much about Britain. But,
and things that relate to us.
Yeah.
Newsflash, we're actually not the center. Well, we're important, but we're certainly not the center of everything.
Agreed. Geographically or otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, if we're definitely, the center is the center of the earth.
It's the core.
Is that molten?
I believe it's molten.
It's molten. I know, I read Jules Verne, but I don't, I'm pretty sure there were dinosaurs down there in his, did you read Journey to the Center of the Earth?
I actually have not read that, which
really,
is unbelievable.
Really good. My dad read it to me when I was a youngin'. I'm pretty sure they get to the center of the earth and then there's just like dinosaurs and they're just hanging out and it's pretty cool.
I could see that. I feel like that would be a fun thing to do.
Yeah, no oxygen, but it's tight.
Yeah, that's, I mean, you figure it out, right? Okay. I'm trying to find out why our music is not playing and I just don't feel like I'm coming to a solution. We have another guest downstairs, but we need to let her in, which is the trouble. Are you okay vamping or singing some more and I could run down? Or if you want to run down?
Yeah, you want to just give me a topic and I'll talk about it?
Oh, yeah, that sounds perfect. I would say maybe not the troubles. Maybe something different. actually, you pick.
I don't know anything else about that. That was the extent that
I
knew
perfect.
About that.
Talk about... Do you want to maybe open up your non-Tufts bucket list?
My non-Tufts bucket
list. How does that
sound? Okay. I'll talk about my non-Tufts bucket
Audience, list. I'll be right back, and we'll have one more guest. It's going to be wild. In the meantime, Chloe Hyman's non-Tufts bucket list.
Okay, yeah, totally. So fun fact. Grew up in a city. The most camping I ever did was at a music festival. I know that doesn't count. I also did this thing growing up where we would sort of like sleep in these cabins and then hike during the day, but you had a bed frame and like porta-potties, and it was sort of civilized, and I'm trying to, on the bucket list is to like actually camp, like shimmy my garbage and food up a tree using a complex cantilever system. That sounds pretty cool. Just to sort of do something out of my comfort zone, that's on the list. What else is on my, bucket list? I need to drive. I am 22 years old as of 2 weeks ago, and I do not have my permit. It's bad. It's pretty bad. But actually something good about it is that no one can ever ask me to drive them somewhere because I can't drive. So that's good, but it's not nearly as good as being able to drive and being able to drive yourself places. I would really like to do a road trip, of the American Southwest, which requires me to be able to drive. So that's on the list. Also is that fun road trip. What else is on my bucket list? Ooh, I mean, you got to go to every single continent. I've never baked anything except for cookies from a pre-made mix. So I'd like to be able to do that. Ooh, we have some new friends walking in here. Well, greetings and salutations.
What's the last two bucket list items?
I don't know how to drive, so I need to learn how to drive. I don't even have a permit. I was just explaining how it's pretty bad, but it's a little good because then I never have to drive anyone anywhere. But I also can't drive myself anywhere. So that was the last thing I was talking about.
That's the trade-off there.
Yeah.
That's real. Oh, man. That's a big one. And then what was the one that you said after that?
And then I'm trying to think in the order that I was talking about. I blanked. Forgot.
Okay. That's A-okay. So it turns out that we both forgot to respond to text messages regarding what was interacting or here. So John did not realize that we were awake in here.
Which so he wasn't hit by a taxi.
Right. Yeah, so no, he was awake was like, and not hit by a taxi.
Because we didn't know that anyone was up here. We're doing fine.
Doing great.
So did he just think that there was no... there was no show today?
Well, I guess he was like, I'm not going to be there till after 8:30 and everyone else is still asleep.
Yeah, I got here. We got here like 7:58
on the dot.
Yeah. Or we, yeah, we started the show like.
We've covered a lot of topics.
Did you?
Oh my gosh.
We talked about the Irish Troubles.
Yeah. I mean, we kind of just skimmed the surface, but we did hit on that a little bit.
I feel like you definitely could have gotten through all of it right now, though. Past 30 minutes, I feel like it's not that deep of a topic.
What else? What else? We talked New York taxi cabs.
We talked a lot about John's probable death.
Yeah, we were trying to figure out why he was late. Oh, yeah, we talked about Tallahassee Pain.
Oh yeah, we talked a lot about Tallahassee Pain.
That's T-Pain's full name. Well, it's his full stage name.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
We looked at his website.
Oh, I was like,
it's galaxy themed.
Yeah, it's really
that
awesome.
That kind of reminds
actually.
Me of the theme of my Tumblr when I first made a Tumblr.
Oh really?
God, incredible.
Yeah, I actually still have it, and Nay still posts occasionally, every day. but I recently looked back through my like thoughts the tag, yep. Which was where I wrote down my angsty feelings, mm-hmm. And it's lots of like, I'm not gonna be able to fit into my prom dress, throwing away my jar of peanut butter. Lots of like really angsty, like I hate everyone.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
It's really hard.
Not much has changed. Like, yeah. Yeah. Oh no, this was junior year. Well, prom dress is like senior year.
Oh my god, wait.
I so used to go through a jar of peanut butter every 2 weeks, so.
How big was the jar?
Like a normal Smucker's.
Like a jar size jar?
Like a jar size jar.
Nice. Yeah. All right, you guys, I think I might have finally figured out a way to play a track. We're going to test it really quick.
Dope.
I think, are my levels just off? It should be playing. Do you guys hear anything? Mm-hmm. You do you hear a song?
Yeah.
Oh, well, great.
I do not. Yes, I do. Ooh, this is smooth.
It's because I forgot to turn off my mic. This is JJ Kale. Check it out. That was Magnolia by JJ Kale. Great song there. And It sounds like Chloe and Ellie just found something that they have in common.
Investigative.
I feel like we're gonna turn it over to them to talk about that.
So I don't even know where to start. So I was supposed to live in the upstairs apartment from you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then before they even did a mold testing, my mother went upstairs and in front of lots of people said, "This is a shithole. You're not living here."
Can't confirm.
Granted, I was supposed to live in the attic, which ended up having the most toxic levels.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
But so my mother just had this sixth sense. So I moved out.
Yep.
Before I even really moved in.
Yep.
But there had been this girl, let's call her Maggie.
Mm-hmm.
There had been this girl named Maggie who was my subletter, and she had been sleeping on a mattress, not a bed, a mattress on the floor of this toxic room.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but we didn't, none of us knew that there was actual mold except for my mother with her spidey senses.
Right, right.
So I guess after the summer, I didn't know where she was moving, but she was moving to live downstairs with you.
Oh, that's Maggie. Okay, that's Maggie. Gotcha. Yes. Yeah, she moved in halfway through the summer unofficially and just started living with my old housemate.
They moved in together. Staying in the attic on that toxic room.
Well, I think they were for a while. I think she was, but then
It was too disgusting.
Yeah, it was gross, and also she wanted to be sleeping downstairs with my housemate.
Because she lived with her boyfriend in my room.
Yeah, she was living my with her boyfriend, and her boyfriend left.
But he was still there in the last week of August.
Was he?
Because he helped
really
me
unclear.
Move my furniture in. So did she have a boyfriend and a girlfriend at the same time?
The arrangement was never terribly clear. My housemate and I stopped talking. No, we were, we can call her Lauren. My best friend and housemate, Christine, and I, who, we still live together, were...
Well, let's call her Christine.
We're calling her Christine because she has absolutely no secrets here.
I'm not going to say anything terrible about her.
So. Yeah, no, she's, pretty chill. Yeah, no, we don't know what the situation was with Maggie and Lauren, but Maggie sure did just suddenly start living in my house.
While there was still the boyfriend upstairs.
He was still there, and then suddenly he was gone, and
He was back in the last week of August.
He was back. He was gone, and then he was back, and they were all still friends, and,
maybe
sometimes slept in the same room. Yeah, we're not sure.
It's possible.
That could have been, or it could have been just that Lauren really likes to be in the same room as people. It's knowing her, she definitely would be doing that even if they weren't all together.
So then the first semester rolls around. I have moved houses. We've discovered that there's real mold.
Oh, so much mold.
Wait, so how did the mold discovery come to pass?
Well, I think we discovered that there was visible mold in the bathroom.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So then we were like, let's do a test of, for us, we said our apartment. I don't know if they did the whole house. They messed it on the whole house. And we discovered there was toxic mold in the room I was supposed to live in.
Yeah.
So everybody moved
in
out
a bad
of,
way, you're saying.
Like airborne.
not the good kind.
If the normal number is 100, it was 300.
Oh
just
my gosh.
So much.
Yeah. So the people, I know a lot of people moved out temporarily. Some moved back in, some never came back. But tell me about Maggie and Lauren leaving Massachusetts.
Right, right. Well, that's the thing is we don't know a lot. Lauren used to be my best friend, and we moved in together with the intention of staying best friends. And then.
That's usually how that works.
Yeah, no, you kind of plan ahead to still be best friends. And then Maggie came into the picture, and there was kind of a falling out between Lauren and my other housemate and me. And then they started living in the same room and never really coming out of that room except to
shower. Wait, pause for a second. What, can you pinpoint the falling out?
Yeah, well, okay, so in May, right at the end of the school year, Lauren and my other housemate kind of had a big fight that never got resolved. And then she and I kind of stopped talking. There was a lot of subletting drama where she was I'm gonna find a subletter and I'm just gonna live on the couch, and we're no, that's not how laws work, so we're not doing that actually.
Oh, that doesn't make it better because you're still in the same house.
Exactly. Yeah, no, her plan was just I won't have to pay, but I'll still live here. And
that's not
our house is just not large enough for that to work.
Oh my goodness.
So
that's
we
crazy
vetoed
talk,
that pretty quickly,
Lauren.
Yeah, just a lot of stuff like that, Lauren. And then they were living together and it got pretty messy, and she threw us some ultimatums and was like, I'm leaving, and here's what you're gonna do about it. And we knew that they were planning on leaving and heard all of these rumors of by rumors, I mean they were in the house over.
And by rumors, they were sitting you down and telling
you. You mean conversations.
No, we never spoke about it in person. It's the thing. She would just Facebook message us really long, cryptic, mean messages.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
I think
never
that's
spoke
how you communicate, right?
That's definitely
That's totally how you communicate.
Hello. Oh, yeah.
And then so they jumped ship and left Tufts.
One day we were like, they're going to be out by the 1st of November. And then like last week or second last week of October, we just woke up one day and they were gone and they never came back.
They also dropped out of Tufts and deleted everybody on Facebook and blocked everyone's numbers.
Well, the thing is, they deleted their Facebooks for a while. They have them back. And then I heard from Lauren a couple weeks ago.
Oh, you did?
She just sent me one message like apologizing.
Wait, Chloe,
for
you know these people?
Chloe was going to live upstairs in the apartment above me.
Yes.
Okay. Except
she, and Maggie was my roommate. I mean, no, sorry, subletter.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
That is Wait, so and that was before
dropped out of Tufts.
They dropped out of Tufts.
Can you imagine?
Allegedly eloped to California. They cut off their families. We've been getting their mail.
Money that we pay for like their year, right? So they paid for
3 years.
3 whole years of tuition.
Yep. Well, I think, actually, I don't know if we should talk about this in the air.
Yeah.
There's other stuff, but I don't know if that should go in the air, so we'll talk about it after.
Your imagination.
Goodness, that is wild. Yeah, I've never dropped out of college so far.
Me either.
No,
have you ever moved to California?
I have some time, though.
I don't think I should talk about it on the air.
Okay, fair.
Yes, I definitely have. I would love to tell that story, but I just don't think I should.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. Yep. We have another guest in the studio. I think his status...
The ghost of John C. Merfeld. Yeah. He was hit by a cab this morning.
All right, but hold on.
We said we were trying to figure out why you were late, and we figured you were hit by a New York taxi cab.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Specifically.
Yeah. A creative little theory.
Was that not right?
I figure it's probably...
Well, I'm just curious about what happened to you guys, because...
It's been confusing.
We got here when the show started.
Then why didn't you text asking where I was?
Because we were doing the show. We just figured you overslept.
We figured you'd just come.
Yeah.
When you got here.
Yeah, but I mean, all right, yeah.
I think,
honestly,
I'm pretty sure that was the right thing. I mean, we should have texted you, but you should assume that the show is happening.
No, because neither of you texted me, and then Allie texted both of us, and you didn't respond.
I thought it would be inappropriate to be on my phone while on the air.
Yeah, we were trying to, you could literally tune into the radio to find out if we were here.
That's fair.
No.
That's compelling.
And then Brennan made a joke that you responded saying you weren't hit by a cab, and I thought that you actually had done that.
No, he had responded that he was had just woken up.
Yeah, so, right. And I was waiting for you.
And then we made a bet on how long it would take for you to get here, and he said 8:20, and I said 8:22.
And I was like, 8:45.
It would have been 8:20 if I had thought you were actually here.
Tune in. This is why we don't have enough listeners.
Yeah.
hold on.
This has been the bickering.
No, we definitely didn't. We didn't text you back. That's true.
Yeah, because Allie did this whole thing of I'm here. Yes, I'm here. The show is at 8, right? And
I got super worried that it was at 9, and I was like, oh no.
Allie and I had this whole conversation for like 15 minutes, and just the fact
while we were doing the show.
But I mean, again, if I'm not here and Allie's not here, who you actually knew was going to be on today, because you invited her, then isn't that, and your phone is going off. Then
listeners, who do you side with? John or Brennan?
Give us a call. No, we should have let Allie in, but you should have just been here.
Yeah, I know that, but I wasn't in as much of a rush when I thought I was just going to come have breakfast with Allie and Brennan.
Ooh, if you weren't in a rush to get breakfast with Allie. She was just sitting there in Brown and Brew, confused.
Listening to us talk?
Yeah, actually, that's the other thing, is you can hear the show in Brown and Brew, no?
Oh, I had my headphones on the whole time. I'm not even going to lie. Listen to my nice little playlist. Wow,
scum.
That would have been
Wait,
so funny if I had stopped for even 2 seconds and been like, I hear my friends on the radio.
Wait, that's what I'm surprised
about.
But
what good would it have done? Would I have texted you again and you would have continued to like not... You wouldn't have heard it anyway.
Right, no, phone. I actually do think, though, if you had texted us again and been like, John's not here, I would have been like, oh, I'll come get you. The problem
That's
was
fair.
We couldn't figure out, because I didn't bring my computer this morning, so we couldn't figure out how to play the audio, because I was like, oh, John always brings his computer.
I did.
I monologued about the troubles for a little while.
Yeah, we talked about the troubles. Chloe talked about her bucket list a little bit.
Yeah, that was like a really fun thing.
It's been
thing
a pretty wide-ranging episode.
There. Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Did you figure out the audio? Because
it
should just work.
Right, while I was trying to play it to the computer, I don't know if I just had my settings off on the board or if it wasn't playing, but I was just playing it through my phone right now.
Oh. That felt really pointed.
That did feel really pointed.
Says the man
for someone who showed up
40
minutes late.
And whatever. He's been playing the blame game for the past 10.
Okay, we're all here now.
We're happy we're all here. We got 10 minutes. What do you guys want to talk about?
Do you guys want to hear what was going on inside my head while
yeah.
I was asleep?
Oh,
yeah. While you were sleeping, absolutely.
Yeah. I had a super upsetting dream.
Oh, no.
Good.
All right, so.
Was a yellow taxi cab involved?
Well, no. So, all right, it was a sequel to a dream I had already had.
Really?
Wow,
yeah.
That's special.
It was very good plotting by my brain, or plot structuring. So, like, a week ago,
mm-hmm.
I had a dream that I was going to visit this dude from my high school, I think, to have sex with him.
Okay.
Which is not something I normally do.
You think or you know that you were going to have sex with him?
What happened in the sequel, definitely that was the original plan. I don't think that actually happened, but...
But it could have been just plot development that happened in the sequel and not in the original.
I'm pretty sure that's why I was there, though.
The producers okay. did not know what to do with the characters.
Yeah.
They started putting them in new situations.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so then, in this part two of... So this is, I woke up at 7:15 this morning and then went back to sleep, which is... Then it's when you have the really vivid dreams.
Right.
So,
right.
So, part two. I'm in that is... Me or whoever the protagonist is, because I saw myself in this third person later, and it wasn't like me.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Whoa.
I was two characters in this
thing.
That's
a twist.
He gets there, and the there's someone else in the house who lives with him, and I'm talking to them for a while, and then the other dude shows up. This guy Patrick, and he shows up, and then it cuts away. It cuts away from that.
Okay.
And there's this girl who is a dragon rider, and the.
But does is a girl with a dragon, or is it a girl whose job is just to be a dragon rider?
No, she has a dragon.
Oh, she does have one.
It's basically like Aragorn rules, if you're looking for this particular universe of dragon riding. Yeah.
Okay.
And she's off to destroy somebody.
Right.
They're on top. They're in this volcano, and there's like this sword that is sitting on like kind of a cliffy shelf, like a stone outcropping.
Okay.
And she says, oh, this is like he... They're talking about some bad guy, and they're like, oh, he touches this sword, and that's how he, like, recharges or whatever. So they're staking out there, and then this guy...
Who you had sex with.
Who I had sex... Well...
Almost.
But
potentially.
We both show up. Me, like, I'm watching, like, from the girl's point of view now. We both show up. Turns out I'm the girl's brother, and the guy I'm having sex with is this evil person.
Oh,
and
she was gonna...
And it turns out she was, like...
Oh.
It was, like, fated... Like, way in, I think even in the first dream that this, that like, someone would murder their brother.
Wait, this sounds like really progressive fantasy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What?
Like a
sure.
really
yeah,
progressive
I,
fantasy
wow,
novel.
That actually, yeah. That's true. I didn't think of that.
Wait, so,
wow.
wait, so she was, you were going to murder her brother?
No,
or she
no, no,
was
no.
Gonna, no, you
she,
were going to have sex
was,
with her brother and
I was
she was
going to
murder him?
I'm not really sure that I was,
you
like,
were just watching.
I was anybody. I think I was really just watching this story unfold.
Okay.
But you also did have sex with the evil
No, that, I mean, that didn't happen
you
in the dream.
You intended to.
That. I think
happened
that happened
in real
off
life.
Camera. I think
it was
non
diegetic.
That happened in real life.
It happened off camera. And in real life. Yeah, so then she, both of us go into the volcano, or like the brother and the evil person, and she's just kind of like, well, that's what had to happen. And she goes on her merry way.
Wow. With the dragon stuff.
With the dragon. Yes, Brennan.
You're not going to... Brennan, if you have a
you
dragon...
You keep thinking...
Brennan, would you leave your car? You're a car rider. Would you leave your car sitting
yeah.
somewhere?
My car doesn't have wings,
Allie. To breathe
Allie.
Fire?
So anyway, yeah.
I can't just
my
lock my
in,
dragon.
My car isn't sentient.
Maybe get a smarter
sentient?
Dragon.
Sentient? Is that even
yeah.
that word?
Yeah,
dragons are sentient. It could get its way home.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well, especially Aragorn ones.
Oh, they're
very,
brilliant.
They're like smarter than people. And not
oh,
in the way
yeah,
that, like,
yeah,
dolphins
yeah.
are smarter than people.
Dolphins
like,
are smarter
no,
than people.
No, they're not.
Why do we always have this fight, John?
Because they're dolphins.
First of all, they don't breathe fire and they don't fly, both of which people do regularly.
Yeah.
Don't dolphins assault each other?
Yes, yes, constantly.
This is the fight we always have, is I talk about how important and wonderful dolphins are, and then he's like, dolphins
I'm
assault
not,
each other and sometimes humans.
I'm not disputing that they're quote-unquote important and wonderful, I guess in some limited sense, but they're certainly not smarter than humans,
it's
and
some...
also, they constantly, yeah!
John, you don't move with a herd throughout your entire life through the vast ocean, okay?
I don't know, I kind of do, in a way.
No, you logistically...
I think I've demonstrated slightly more self-control than those dolphins.
Have you?
I'm around other people
Pause.
Constantly.
Have you?
Yeah. I'm around other people constantly.
This is fascinating.
So are dolphins.
I'm actually in a human animal behavior class.
Oh my god!
But I can't
more.
Contribute anything smart. Sorry. We did talk about dolphins.
I'm in it, but I don't go.
And I
do go.
Tell me more about dolphins.
Also, my heart knows the answer to this, but it's separate, right? It's not a human animal.
We have talked about how like people think that like some animals are smarter than others. It just depends. It just didn't really stick. I don't know.
I mean, they're not like smarter. They've evolved for their specific task. It's like apples to oranges. You can't be like the chipmunk isn't as smart as the human. Like the chipmunk is doing a great job being a chipmunk.
Right. That is true.
So for you, human-animal divide is rather thin, and for John C. Murfeld,
I think it's thick. I'm saying it's thin, and that we are very much just animals. But I agree.
No,
that's
you
a
just
fair
said
point.
They're very different.
We are very different, but
well, so John's saying we're divide. The best animals.
I'm saying we're I'm saying like we're not so different in the fact that we can't be compared. Because what Ali's saying, and I think that's actually a fair point, that a chipmunk is good at being a chipmunk, and that's really true.
No, I'm not saying, I don't think that's actually made the point that like dolphins are smarter than people. I just think that we always have this fight, and it's kind of funny to yell at you about it at this point.
Sure.
I just think that you undervalue dolphins.
Also, people are just as shitty and also hurt each other.
Oh, we're horrible.
Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah. That's not really the crux of my argument against dolphins.
Okay, I think we should maybe talk about this more
Don't ducks have anatomy that like
Oh my God.
They have like rape-proof vaginas. To fit with corkscrew.
Doesn't it like really hurt every time
they spiral the other? Why do I know so much about
it? It hurts both of them.
I'm shocked. This is the first I'm hearing any of this.
Wait, really?
Pretty
devastating. Is this not what you look up on the internet?
Thorny vaginas.
Okay, so just to recap, this was not covered.
First-hand experience.
This was not covered by Make Way for Ducklings. Correct.
Wait, no. Who is? Oh, you were in stand up.
Hear that. That was really fun.
No, wait. Say it again.
I said John was first-hand experience with duck vaginas, and he goes, "I lost my wallet."
What? The Sam heck does that mean?
You know, I had to get up.
Just think about it.
Had to get it really hard.
Yeah. That's what it was implying.
Oh,
I mean,
brother.
Yeah, I just wanted a little backstory.
But where are you? Fair.
Anyway, so my human animal behavior teacher told me the weirdest thing she's ever put her hand inside.
What?
Was, I'm trying to remember which animal's vagina.
Wait, just real quick. I hate to hop out of this too much.
Human animal behavior.
But can we talk about how much the show has changed?
Since I got here?
In the last 8 minutes. Chloe and I talked about dreams. We talked,
I talked about jobs.
We talked about, different dreams.
We talked like about aspirations. Big picture.
It was more aspirations, less dragons. But
I would like to chalk it up to the change we've experienced in the last 6 seasons, Brennan.
Yeah, I think that's more what it is.
All that change did happen in the last 8 minutes.
But right, but it was a gradual
yeah,
one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, your brain did that's good plot development again.
Gradual. So you know in TV shows where they have too many seasons and they need to send them to an exotic location because to mix it up?
Yes.
I think that next week we should go to a really exotic location.
I'm
like
just saying T-Pain is playing Las Vegas tomorrow.
I'm mad at him.
Well,
we also found out he's going to be at Niagara Falls.
He's going to be at Niagara Falls on Friday. And he's going to be
Baltimore
on
Sunday.
Well, we're dead in the middle of those.
Everybody knows.
That's how travel works.
It's part of the Niagara Falls, Boston, Baltimore triangle.
Yeah, his plane's going to stop in Boston anyway.
Well, he's going to hang out with his son, though. What do you think he and his son are going to do on his birthday?
Probably I think laugh at pictures of tough students.
What'd you say?
Laugh at pictures of tough students.
What if they live stream
T-Pain,
Spring Fling?
I think you're fine. I don't know.
Tallahassee Payne, we love you, and we wish you were coming, but we're glad that you get to celebrate your
like
son's special day.
I feel like you're letting him off pretty easy. We don't know that it's his son's birthday.
I don't give a crap, even if he lied.
Maybe he just doesn't want to perform 3 days in a row.
That's also, I mean, that is possible.
And don't book
that's
three
kind of
shows
a lot of days
row.
To sing Bought You a Drink over and over again.
My other question is, how does he, because I feel like most the songs that he's most famous for are, he's a feature on it. Does he just have audio playing for 2.5 minutes and then he just hops in with like an auto tune?
Yeah,
or
it's
like,
weird when
what
you
is
see
the concert
acts
structure?
Like that. When I went to see Odessa, you know that song? Dun, 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 dun. Okay, actually, I can't sing it either. But and now I'm forgetting all the words. But it's a woman shrieking really high pitched. But when I went to see Odessa in Utrecht, it was just the guys. And so they were doing all the jamming. And then when the drop comes, they were just sort of still like, kind of dancing.
Oh, really?
And then the audio for the female vocal
part. It just came in.
Everybody was on another planet, so to speak. So I don't think anybody really cared, but sure. I personally was just kind of looking.
Dragon planet, Jeff. Dragon planet.
Yeah, and everyone was just kind of like, you can't see me, but I'm doing a funky little dance move.
That's, it is a funky. I can verify it's a quite funky dance move.
I second that verification.
Wait, what were you saying about the weirdest thing that your teacher has ever touched?
Oh, right when I was about to say, more like human-animal misbehavior.
Oh, ooh. Great.
She's a vet.
Oh, okay.
And she used to be a zoo lady. So